I have something good for you. I feel like I'm giving out a prize for Hanukkah or something.
Just rather than Torah.
Huh?
Just rather than Torah.
Sorry. Exactly it. Exactly. Yeah. Sean, I feel like I never left this spot. I've been here a long time. This spot. Okay, we have a few minutes, but I wanted to learn something. Teichen, inside, we should be able to take with us into Yontif. The Yontif, I wanted to talk about Zayin Adar also, but the Indian of Zayin Adar is a chelik of this. The bigger Indian now that we have to at least start to get ready for is Purim Katan. Purim Katan. Anytime something is called Katan, it means it's very, very great. It's very great. And the fact that Purim holds itself to be so a Purim Katan, and it's so humble and holds himself to be a Purim Katan, means it's a big, big Purim. And when you look in the Svarma Kedoshim, especially in the Svarim from Rabbi Tzadik, the Darshei Rishumis, those who are looking deeply into Torah, have a certain sense that there's a godless that Purim Katan has that regular Purim doesn't have. But regular Purim is very loud and very exciting and very big and very noisy and very happening. But because of that, sometimes a person can forget and be distracted from what's really going on, what's really happening, because there's an inyan of Adal Yada. When it comes to Purim Katan, all the poskim agree that there's no chiyuv of Adal Yada in Purim Katan. Sorry. I mean, there's some who claim that all their lives, but there's no mitzvah of Adal Yada in Purim Katan. The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Vav that ain ben yudal be adarishin, yudal be adarsheni, ela mikra megillah matanis tef yainim. There's a machlokes regarding Mishta v'Simcha. You all know that there's a machlokus regarding Mishta v'Simcha. Is there a din? We don't lay in the Megillah. And there's no matanis tef yainim and so on. But is there a mitzvah of Simcha? Is there an inyan of Simcha? Of Mishta v'Simcha? By Purim Katan. It's the very end of Aruch Chaim. The last Mechaber and Ramah in all of Aruch Chaim. Even though the Rishonim disagree regarding this, Ran on the Rif and Tosfos, there's a disagreement. Is there a Chiyuv? Isn't there a Chiyuv? And the Shulchan Aruch itself brings down the 2 days, and the Ramah brings that our minig is not to have a ribui of sudas, any extra meals or something for Purim Katan. But then he ends with his famous words. It's the end of Aruch Chaim. Who knows the words? Toiv leiv mishta tam. The toiv leiv mishta tam. That a good heart is always rejoicing, is always celebrating. A Jew has a leiv toiv. Every minute of his life is mishta tam. It's not just this day or that. Leiv toiv leiv mishta tam. And there's a famous teaching from the Chidah and other tzaddikim say it's Chidah's yotzad is Yiralef. You know that? Yiralef Adar is Chidah's yotzad. The same day as Davni Nezer and the Rogachoy. 3 Jews who knew all of Torah, call it Torah Kula, is on Yud Aleph Adar Aleph. Adar. Yud Aleph Adar is the Chidah, the Rogachoy, and the Davni Nezer's Yotzei. So the Chida has a famous teaching of Shnei Tmidin Kihilchasin. You heard of this? Aruch Chaim Shulchan Aruch begins with the words, the Ramah begins with what? Shevisi Hashem Lenegdi, Samit, with the words from Tilla. Malsa Tzadikim Ochman Hashem. Shevisi Hashem Lenegdi said that Hashem is always before me. And the Ramah ends Aruch Chaim with Toiv Leiv Mishte Tamid. So Shevisi Hashem Lenegdi Samit, and Toiv Leiv Mishte Leiv Toiv Mishte Tamid. And the Chidah says the side of Shnei Tmidim Kihilchasan. That if you live with these two Tmidim, with the Tamid of Shevisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, Hashem is always before me, and the Tamid of Toiv Leiv Mishte Tamid, so then Yeshnei Tmidim Kihilchasan, Kesidram Kihilchasan. This parasha, there's a third Tamid, so I'm not have time to go into that now. But then you have the Ur Metumah, it says, I'll lave Aaron Tamid, Tamid, Tamid. That the Jewish people were upon the heart of Aaron Tamid, always. Aaron never stopped thinking of each and every one of us, Aaron HaKohen. Bevarach es Am Yisrael bi'ahav, Tamid, always. So the Torah that you have in front of you, I don't know if we'll have time to finish it. But you'll finish on your own. We'll start it together. It's Lukutei Ma'amarim Ois Tes Zayin. Lukutei Ma'amarim is not Lukutei Amarim, as Tanya. It's Lukutei Ma'amarim as Reb Tzadik HaKohen. You know, there are different tzaddikim. You can see from each tzaddik what their favorite yontif is, right? By the Bnei Soschi, you see which yontif is his favorite? Chanukah. Bnei Soschi is Chanukah. By Reb Tzadik, what the yontif that's the favorite by Reb Tzadik is what? It's Purim. By Absalom, the favorite Yom Tov. But here the Kohen talks about Purim Katan. Everything that you're ever going to learn till 120 about Purim Katan is contained in this Torah. I cut a little bit and pasted it, which I did literally. I don't use the computer, so I had to literally do that. That's why it's not 100% even and stuff. Because I took from the same, from Tes Zayin, but there were extra discussions. He goes into the middle of the different shittas, and so on, and I took that out just for the sake of time. But when you look in Lukut Ma'amarim yourselves, so you'll see there the whole Torah. Shkayv. Ve'ike inyan hariboy u'birchas pruruvu sheyasad Hashem ezebarach ba'olam hu b'shvil Yisrael. We're learning now in our Kollel in Woodmere, we're learning Evan Hazer. I mean, the Sugyas of Puruvu from the beginning of the year. And the Kohen begins this Torah by saying the whole Inn of Ribui and the Brocha of Puruvu. Sheyosad Hashem is Baruch Ba'olam, even though we see that animals, there are more, and flowers, and everything in the world is increasing, and the nations of the world, there are more and more human beings. But the Ikka, the Tachlis, of course, like Ibn Ezra says, the Ikka, the Inyan. The Ikka Inyan of Puruvu is that there should be more Elokus in the world. There should be more of God in the world. Galei Kvod Malchus was the Ikka Inyan of Puruvu. Therefore, we understand that the Ikka of Puruvu is Bishvil Yisrael. Because who in the world brings in through their children more and more Maida'anis, more Shemon Esreis, more Blat Gemara? It's us. The Ik Inyan is more Elokus. The Behem Hu Ribui Ha'amiti. Because by the Jewish people, and there being more Jews, is Ribui Ha'amiti. That's Stam. Another person, another flower. Ribui Ha'amiti. V'loy Lamaris Ayin Levad Ki Ribui De Umas Ha'olam. Not like by the Umas Ha'olam, which is an Inyan of more. Okay, every person from the Umas Ha'olam, from the Garden, whatever that person adds or detracts, but it's an inyan of multiplying, thus just multiplying. Durak mitzad ha'olam hazeh, and even the finest of them, they're adding more to the world. So they're wonderful, wonderful people from the Umas Ha'olam who are adding new medicines and new poems, whatever, new stuff. But it's all olam hazedik. All the ribui of the, all the puravu of the nations of the world is olam hazeh. But what they're adding is not riboy amiti, hamischadish v'noisef tamid, which is true chiddush of hamachadish betuvo b'chal yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis, which is the hischadshus of elokus every second, like the Tani explains in Shayich v'Emuna. That's not by the nations of the world. Shazor rak b'Yisrael. The behem yesh afilo chiddush gomel yesh yesh mi'ay. Now here Reb Tzadik says something which seems astonishing on the surface. Normally we understand that anything in this world is only yesh mi'yesh, right? In other words, you have something and you could take something and make that into something else. You could take a piece of wood from a tree and you can make it into a table, say that. But it's all yesh me'yesh. It's all something from something. Yesh me'ayin, something from nothing. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's inyan. A human being can't make something from thin air, from nothing. The thin air is not nothing, but it's also something. But Bam is from nothing. A human being is not capable of that. Yesh me'ayin. But look what Reb Tzadik says. The behem yesh afilu chiddush gomer liyos yesh me'ayin. The by a Jew, there's a chiddush gomer, because all other chiddushim are not behem is chiddushim, is yesh me'yesh. 99% of this 0.9, probably of the svarim that are coming out now, because now is the svarim cell, right? 99% of the new svarim that come out are yesh me'yesh, which is great. It's putting things together. It's taking concepts and building, but yesh me'ayin. Rabbi Kiv Eger, Rabbi Chaim Brisker, the Rogatchev, the Alvinezer, those kind of chiddushim is not. Most of the chiddushim now are taking a chiddush from somebody else and embellishing. This is a world of embellishments, but not yesh me'ayin. Rabbi Sadik says that by Yayid is afilo chiddush gomel yesh me'ayin. Kiderach shenema va'am nivra yahalelka. Anybody have a tillim here? You can give me for it. Count on Gabi to have a tillum. Everybody should have a tillum. Not on your phone. And I don't care about the phone. Put that away. A real tillum that you could kiss. Not a phone that you could throw away. You kiss your phone?
I don't.
Then you need to say tillum.
No, I don't.
I'm joking. Take these. I don't mean a personal chash. Says in Tillum, Kederach Shenemar, Va'am Nivra Yehalelka, a nation that is created again and again and again. Va'am Nivra Yehalelka, it doesn't say by any of the nations of the world, only Am Nivra. Am Nivra. They're always being created. Am Nivra Yehalelka, Ubriya B'chol Mokam Mayra Yesh Me'ayin Kiyadu. The word Briya, Bara, is Yesh Me'ayin, from nothing. Valderach Shenemar Leiv Tahor Biroli Elokim. That when Donach was crying out for Leiv Tahor, so when we were kids, we used to think that the song is Leiv Tahor Biroli Elokim. Oh, you know, that's not it. It's Leiv Tahor. It's not that God created when He made me. It's Leiv Tahor what? Biroli. I'm asking Hashem now to create within me a new heart. Viruach Nochain, what? Chadesh b'kirbi. That can't be by a guy such a thing. No such thing. Leif tohar biroli elokim. Creation means yesh me'ayin. The zekach yisrael betfilosin lifel afilo b'riyas yesh me'ayin. The key is davening. That through davening, a Jew can enter into a reality beyond this world, beyond all worlds. Can enter into that reality of the one who is soivev kolam v'malik kolam, which is yesh me'ayin, which is gracious bar. So a Jew could ask, no matter what he is in his life, no matter what he's done, no matter what his past is, no matter what his genes are, his DNA, leif tohor birali elokim, create. B'dov sheyesh b'chisar misherish. Yuchel asakin asherish ad shiye nivra tahara mechudeshes beliboy v'yesh me'ayin. mean, the sharish of a Jew, all that exists, Hashem, of course, Hashem created. But the sharish of a Jew is from that point, of the highest point of Reisha, the Lusiyad, from the highest where the Neshama of a Jew comes from, the Kisei HaKavod. That's a place of Keser, of crown, the highest level of the Keser, which is a place of creation, of Yesh Me'ayin. So by Jews, Puravu doesn't only mean multiplying what you have, it means creating even what you don't have. Because the Sherish is a Sherish of Yesh Me'ayin. Therefore, even a person who was created as somebody who is incapable of having a child, an Akar, Shalai Yoilid, Yuchel Lashanis B'tfilos. If we Be'emes believed in this, Be'emes, Yuchel Lashanis B'tfilos could change it with Davin. V'oysa Mizmer the Tfila La'ani, Nema Gamoze. So this Kapitel Tehillah of Am Nirva Yahalelka, the whole chapter of Kuf Beis, we don't have time to do the whole parak. The whole parak Kuf Beis is about this, believing in Yesh Me'ayin, that a Jew has the ability to recreate, to be recreated, not just to be improved, not just to be better. Am Nirvi Halelka. And this is the Kapitel Tehillim beginning with the words Tefila La'ani Ki Yatov Lefnei Hashem Yesh Be'Sicho. It's about a person who feels completely impoverished, which means I feel like I'm ayin, garnished, nothing. And he pours his heart out, Yishbei, Lefnei Hashem, Yishbei, Sichai. Hashem, Shema, Svilosi, Vshavosi, Lecha, Sova. Atasti, Penechem, Imeni, B'yom, Tzarli, and so on and so forth. Kicholu, B'oshen, Yom, my life has gone up in smoke. But Smoisai, Kimoikid, and my bones are like burning on the fire. And it goes on, Dodonok, goes on and on. Mikolam, Chosi, Dovka, Atzmi, Lepsari. Demisi, Lekaas, Midba, like a bird in the desert, like some. Mamish nothing. And he goes on to describe his whole life, what's going on with him. Vani, Yomai Kitzel Notu, like the shadow that comes and goes. Ke'esav Ivash, like a blade of grass that dries up and disappears. Va'ata Hashem Lo'ilam Teshev, Zichu Chaladar Vador, Ata Sokum Tu'achim Tzi, and he turns around all of a sudden. Atasokum posig yudal, atasokum to achim si and kiss the chenelak yivamoye. Kirotso avedelcha es avena, your servants are going to come back and kiss the stones of Eretz Yisrael. Vesafar yichaynenu, and throw ourselves in the dirt of Yushalayim. Kivana Hashem si on nira kvayde, Hashem will build again Yushalayim, and his glory will be revealed. Pone al tfilas ha'ara, Hashem turn to the tfilas of the ara, there are all kinds of pshatim what ara is. It means to the one who's totally, totally broken and empty. I was also like an arava leaf that's all dried up. Lavozes tfilosim, even the lowest dried up Jew, even the one who imamish is just this whole description for 18 psukim, nothing. Lavoza, you don't turn away from. And not only that, but listen, here's a pasuk that you don't have in the whole tilum. David Mal says about this kapitel, Tikosev Zois Ladur Achrein. David says, I want this to be written, this chapter, to be written for when? Me and you. Dur Achrein. That's us. The last generation. And what does he want written? Va'am Nivrei Halelka. That the nation that will be created again will praise you. Nishmor En Kas Osir. Hashem, you hear the cries of the prisoner. L'fateach b'nei samus, and you tear off the chains of death. Even those who are dead, you're going to bring them back to life. L'saper b'tzion shem Hashem, l'silos of Yerushalayim. Kuf Beis. So the Rapsodic goes on and says like this. O'kamash ha'kosev, b'shimush tilim, du'mesugel ha'akara she'telet, is brought down from the tzaddikim. That to say Tehillim is a very strong school, especially Kuf Beis. There are certain kapitloch, Chav Beis, Kuf Beis, Kuf Hei, there are certain kapitloch that there are, when a woman is in labor, or if a woman can't have a child, it's a very strong thing to say. This kapitloch, Kuf Beis, is one of those kapitloch. You understand, something that does, a woman feels like she's not having a child, she feels like she's barren, She's infertile. She can't have a child. And the whole kapitel is about not only yesh meyesh, not only can you have one child, it means you could have two or three. It means even if you can't have a child, you could have a child. Vuadin la'akar. So there are some women that can't have children, some men that can't bring children into the world. Of course, it's not only talking about actual children, it's talking about kedusha, learning, whatever it is. You're not fertile. You're incapable of giving birth, of bringing something new into your life. That's tefillah la'ani, this kapitel. Shabbatfilah zu nikra ani kiyatayf. After kol hamavakesh Hashem nikra ani. Of course, everybody vis-a-vis Hashem is called poor because everything we get is from Hashem. The kol mokam ain atifas nefesh kol kach. Atifa again, as different mafarshim means to be faint, like you're fainting, you're dying. So this is talking about an ani who's dying. He's like in his last breath. That's how Dornal said this tilum. Kiharbe sibas tivias the pranosa, because this is already talking about, you know, like you can't go to apply for any more jobs because you're about to drop dead from hunger, and no one could tell you, you know, give me your resume. The guy's dying. So everybody's poor, but harbe sibas tivias the pranosa. But there are many places that a poor person can go to for a job and for some money. Find a rich guy to help you out. Therefore, on the surface, the Maris Ayin, the way that it seems, you could trust somebody to help you out. You'll be able to get help. But this guy, Dodamach is saying, Tila Ani, nobody else. He's done. He's at the end of his line. Only if Lefnei Hashem Yishpach Sichai. Varman, he says, Pnei El Tfilas Ahar. Turn to the Tfilah of the broken one. Zeshein Lo Bonim Shuka'ara Barav Chazal say, like this plant that dries up and dies, that I have no children. I'm an Akka. I have no children. I can't have kids. I'm like somebody that I'm going to die and there's nothing after me. I'm finished. Okay, Lobiza, Hashem doesn't turn my tefillah away. There's such a thing that even this person, Hashem can give this person. Yesh me'ayin. Baroli elokim. And v'tikosev zaisel dar achray. And Dodo Mal said, I'm giving the world all my tilim. All my tilim. And plus he said more tilim. But this is what we have. But of all the tilim that I brought to the world, I want this kapitel to be written. Make sure, Rabbi Shalom, that this is the one that's going to survive everything, all of Golas, and it's going to get even to those Jews at the end of time. That every soul, in the book of every soul, that every Jewish soul, the Dar Achra, and you should reach the last soul. Even that Jew who's furthest away, who feels that everything is finished, it should reach him too, the last soul. K'mesh Amru, Sifrin Shel Tzadikim, Rav Tzadik has a lot of Torahs on the three books that are open, the Rosh Hashanah. Rav Tzadik has a lot of Torah on that. Machshavos Charetz, there's a long Torah, and all this one. V'Sifra Adam Harishon, that's called the book of Adam Harishon. Adam Harishon's book had everybody in it. Everybody. That's Hashem's book. What's Hashem's book in Shemayim? The names of every Jew. Just like Aaron wore in the Urim V'Tumim, the Shemus of Bnei Yisrael. Ali Boy Tomid. Hashem has written, that's Hashem's book. A directory of every Jew. Every single Jew. All Nafshos Yisrael. Tefillah hu loshen chibur. Tefillah, as you know, is a loshen of chibur, like tefil. He called tefillah glue. He called tefillah his charbus vis yachadus kutcher bichu shchinte. Because every tefillah, every davening, every effort that a person makes in tefillah is yichu kutcher bichu shchinte, is to make a kesher, a chibur, to bring that neshama, that nishmas Yisrael, that piece of the Shechina in this world, which is nishmas Yisrael, to attach it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are no limitations. It's Yesh Me'ayin. Dal Kein Hu Belachash. And because it's such an unbelievable Shemoneh Esrei, he's talking about the tefillah of Shemoneh Esrei is Belachash. It's Dafke, it has to be silent. Because it's something that's totally beyond this world. It's beyond any call, any voice, any sound, anything that is in this world. Vayidei ha'tfila atzma hu leidas ha'nefesh ha'mechudashes. And through davening, like Dovid HaMelech leiv tohah biroli elukim, through davening, one is able to make that connection of Shechina HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the highest way, to tap into that book of Dor Achron, of our letters, of the letters of our names. V'al kein hi nechteves b'sefer, it's written in Hashem's book, Shenasa mizeh eschatzus nefashus, that Hashem could send your name, ki'ilu, back into the world, back into the guf, for a second coming. Again. You're able to draw the Isis from Hashem's book. Yesh me'ayin. V'yesh enkas osir, the scream, the cry of the prisoner. Shurak osir v'otzer al derech ki otzer otzer Hashem. Where there's a Jew who has within him so many amazing things, like me and you, that are in prison. You and I have so many chidushim and learning, so many blad gemara. We have so many kind words. We have so many even funny jokes that are still locked up, that haven't come out yet in our lives. Hashem is holding them back. That they're inside of us, but they haven't come out yet. We haven't given birth yet to all of our thoughts and feelings and our kaychas. They're locked up in a prison inside. That's what it means. The Mohos and Sari Menu, Rivki Menu and Rochel, Atzerani Hashemilades. Sheesh bo koach b'sherish. There's a koach there b'sherish. Rakshu otzur. But it's held back. So that's really not Yesh Me'ayin. That's really Yesh Me'ayin. It's there, but it's stuck. The person. He has these kaychas, but they're stuck. For whatever reason. Why they're in prison. Could be a parent put into prison. Could be a Rebbe put into prison. Could be something you saw put into prison. Whatever it is, it's in prison. This is really not Yesh Me'ayin. Yesh Me'ayin is, I don't have it. This is really Yesh Me'ayin, but it's in prison. Baal Zer Omar Shom, that's why it says in the same Kuf Beis, Tehillim, L'shmoa En Kasasya. And to release those who are held back and they're like dead. Opening the jail. The Mishain Labanim, Choshev Kemeis. Someone who doesn't have children is Choshev Kemeis. Ubachaydis Adar. Now the month of Adar is the most mesugel dika time to have children or to conceive children. Why is it so mesugel? I mean, the mazel, you know, of Adar is what? Fish. Which parim v'ragim, like fish. But there's a deep reason for that. Why the mazel is fish. So we see, what month are we in right now? Other Aleph. What's this year called?
Ibriyar.
An Ibriyar. What does it mean in Ibriyar? What's the Shana Uberes? Pregnant year. It's an Ibriyar. It means that it's the only month of the year that had a baby. Other Aleph has another base. It's an interesting thing. It's a Shana Muberes. It's a year that's pregnant. So B'chodesh Adar, that's why the Inyan of the Mazel and so on, holding it, Purim, Rabbi Yeshua Hanech says that Purim is the Lashon of Purim. Rabbi Leibola, in the Ishbitz of Beis Medrash, they say that. That Purim is the Lashon of Purim. This Iker is Purim. B'chodesh Adar Shabohu Aribui the Yisrael, Ozu Zman Ha'ibur Shana Shana Tais of Chodesh. So there's an added month. There's a baby. V'hu al yedei chibura imachama, because there's a big chasana, there's a big shidduch, there's a big zivug that's taking place in the Shana Mu'uberes between the sun and the moon. Because over the last couple of years, they grew apart from each other, right? 11 days. Because of the two calendars. And since Pesach has to come, Shamar is Chodesh Aviv, has to come in the spring. And since the days of the lunar calendar and the solar calendar are different, they're off by 11, therefore there needs to be every couple of years Nibiyur to fill in the missing. But what it really means is, going back to the beginning of time, which is the beginning of all the tsaras, when the moon and the sun had a problem with each other, and the moon, Hashem made the moon. Hashem told the moon, "Mi'ati yaseitzem asmech," and the moon was diminished until Mashiach comes, and then it will be v'hayor halavanikar achamikar shivasiyah. And then the light of the moon will be restored to its greatness of the light of the sun. But in this world, the light of the moon is diminished. It means all the tsaras, all the smallness, all comes from that inyan. So there's a growing apart of the moon and the sun over time, and the inyan of a leap year of a nibiyur is to correct that. It's to realign the sun and the moon. The shlemus of that is by Birchas Hachama every 28 years, which we're not going to go into now. It's a big, remind me to talk about it by Birchas Hachama. It's a big inyan. But for now, by every Ibiyur, is an inyan, is a zivik, is a shidduch between the sun and the moon. They're brought back, realigned with each other, facing each other in a certain way. And from that we have, from that, whenever you have a zivik, it's like a husband and wife. And from the zivik of the husband and wife, the sun is the father, the moon is feminine, is the mother, Shchachma and Bina, Chasna and Kala, Abba and Ima, right? Chachma and Bina, Abba, Ima. And to that zivug of the sun and the moon, they're children. And what's the baby of Adar? Adar Beis. Umakabela's Ibur, Kenizka Lamayla Loshna Rabbeseinim is Abreis Ba'Adar. You see, they cut off a little bit from Kuvdal, not a lot, just that's very short, because I knew there wouldn't be enough time to even do this. Ushnei chadashim elu. So in Eis Kufei continues. And therefore, these 2 months of Adar, hemizman pekidas akaris. It's a very powerful time for a woman to conceive. She ikaru benafshos mi Yisrael. The ikir is the chiddush of this world. The biggest chiddush is that what? Another Jew comes to the world. Noch hayid. Noch hashtik yid. Noch hayid. Another Jew in the world is the biggest chiddush. That means more elokus. If you raise him the right way, it means that this kid's going to wash Negelvasser and say brachas and learn Torah and become the Chavetz Chaim or the Baal Shem Tov or something. You know. It's the ikkis chachas of the world. It's nafshes mi Yisrael. The Knesset Yisrael nikra akar. K'mishnema roni akar lo yilod. Because you know what Golus is? Says in Ovi. Golus, the Jewish people feel like we're barren. Like a woman who can't have children. Roni Akara lo yalod, and the promise of the end of time is that the Akara who wasn't able to have children, Roni Akara, will be able to finally rejoice. That means that an Akara can have children. I, an Akara, can't have children. An Akara, by definition, means a woman who's barren. Roni Akara lo yalod. Pashta dekra The pashtus of the pasuk is that at the end of time, it's going to be clear that even the one who was barren, gam yalda tziyon, the one who was sick and longing for a child, will have a child. Who couldn't have? Who was not kara? Ki oz yaleida chadosh l'klai Yisrael. Because then there's going to be a new Metzias of Am Yisrael. K'meshnema k'metzeis k'metzeim erenu neflos. When Mashiach comes, erenu neflos. We see even when we were leaving Mitzrayim, that all of a sudden they were having crazy the amount of babies, right? Bnei Yisrael, poro v'yuba v'yishutsu, poro v'yuba v'yishutsu, shisha b'kerzechad, right? What's going on? Crazy, the amount of babies. When it comes to time of Gula, because the neshamas have to come, those chidushim have to come into the world. So you see now there are all kinds of hamtzaot, that medicine that they have for people who earlier, years ago, I don't mean 20 years ago, even a year ago, were told you can't possibly have a baby, and now they have all kinds of, Hashem revealed all kinds of hamtzaot, you know? That even people who in the past never would have had children, they're able to have children. It's a chidush. Sheyetze oz bezgalus la'ayin kol inyan uma Yisraelis kedushosam, all the kedusha of the Jewish people that's right now hasn't been born yet. It's still imprisoned within us, within the Jewish people. All of the greatness of prophecy, nevuah, samikdash, all the stuff that you and I have inside of us that's imprisoned, or that we don't even know exists. It does in the shayrish of ayin, but not in us. Now, all the kedusha. Kenya as leida mechudeshes des chazes kedusha yisera b'Yisrael, ma the ayin lo yiraz, that no eye ever saw. What we're going to see in ourselves, what we're going to no, we never saw such things. V'lanuchal ha'sigo klal mahu, we won't be able to understand what is this. The Nevi'im let a little bit of the secrets out. The Nevi'im let out a little bit of the secrets to tell us some of the things that are going to be new. They're going to be different. But we can't be masig it. Because something that's completely new, we can't be masig it. It's not here yet. We're not masig it. Just like you could think about the baby, if your wife's expecting, you're looking forward, you're excited, she's excited, but you can't say, I love this kid. I mean, maybe they talk like crazy people. What do you love the kid? You don't know the kid. But the Nevi'im told us certain things, but we don't really relate to it. We don't really relate to it. Can't understand it, because I never met the kid. You know, so I don't understand. So. Vatehi akara. Because now in Galus, all of this, we're akaris. We haven't given birth to. Ki chen haisa ascholos umah Yisraelis. The Kohen says, isn't that how we began? That's how we began. The Yitzchak Avinu shurayish hanaladim mileida umibeten begedusha hayderach neis. Yitzchak was a yesh me'ayin. I had chashuv parents. He couldn't exist because his mother didn't have a womb. It's not pshat that she had problems with infertility. Sar Yimeinu didn't have a rechem. Avram Avinu was already over bottle, right? Couldn't have a child. Wasn't shy. Yitzchak, whose name means laughter, of Oz Yimolei Tzchoik Pinu Tzchoik, is the laughter of Yitzchak is that a Jew can reach something that's called Yesh Me'ayin, a Briya Mechudesh. That there's such a thing by a Jew as a Briya Mechudesh Mamash. And Yitzchak Avinu is the Rosh HaNelod HaMileid HaMibet and Bekdusha. His Kedusha was from nowhere. He couldn't exist. There was no such thing as a womb to give birth to him. Where does Kedusha come from? From Hashem's book. It's Yesh Me'ayin. Both Avram Avinu and Sarah were Akurim. Therefore, really, Avram Avinu is only supposed to be one. And that's why it says in the Pasuk, Habitul Avram Avichal Sarat Elochem Ki Echad Kirasi. That Avram Avino called one, because the emphasis is that there wasn't supposed to be anything more. Avram was created to be one person. Sorry, Avram was created to be one person. They weren't created to have another, a baby. Vayidei tefila po alzer. However, whatever, through tefila, through davening. Kenizka lamalu da tefila achibur v'dibuk anal, because tefila means attaching. And tefil. And tefila means to attach yourself to the shayrus, to the ayin, to the infinite that is beyond this world. And a Jew can bring down a neshama, a new neshama. Uba Pesach Noilad Yitzchak. And therefore, when was he born? He was born Pesach. Shu Chodesh Aviv, which is the spring, the beginning of things coming to life. V'nikra al shem Hatzchok. And he's named Yitzchak for the word Tzchok, laughter. Shukoach Chodesh Adar, which in the Sefer Yetzirah we're taught about each month. And the letter of the month, and every letter, every month has a Shevet, and every month has, by Adar, it's Ephraim and Menashe, it's Yosef, because it's Nibiyah. So it's the only Shevet with their babies, too. Ephraim and Asher, the Dashrat. So, every month has a letter. The letter of the month of Adar is Kuf. And the Midah, every month of the year has a Midah. And the Midah of Adar is Tzchoik, laughter. Shukoyach Chodesh Adar. V'alkein Yoldu Avram L'meyeh Shana Shukoyach Ois HaKuf. Therefore Avram Avinu. Therefore, Avraham Avinu gave birth when he was 100, had a baby when he was 100, which is the Koyach of Kuf, 100. Ki zeh kol koyach kedushas isha Yisraeli. La'anoy la'ri Yisraeli shegam gufa kodesh Hashem, that even the body of a Jew is holy. V'haguf hu Kuf, the Gimel and the Kuf, those of you who learn grammar, you know, that Guf, Kuf, Kuf and Guf, Gimel and Kuf are interchangeable. V'schala b'kuf kiyadur. Hamizdama b'fnei odom ha'amiti, that's all I mean with Esav and Yaakov, the Kaif, the monkey, the letter Kuf is Kaif, which is monkey, and Amalek, Esav, is imitating Yaakov. And there's the month of Adar, which is Esav, and Amalek, which is the imitation of Yaakov, and which is Kuf, like a monkey that imitates a human being. And the Indian of Adar is conception. Aviv, the spring, is when things are growing. But the secret of conceiving is the month of Adar. Al Yisrael, whom is Dama Legamri B'Kedusha, Vu Zeu Hatzchoik She'asa. Therefore the laughter, Tzchoik also li Elokim, that it wasn't possible for Yitzchak to be born, and Tzchoik also li Elokim, Hashem made a nes, and the laughter of Purim comes from Yitzchak Avin. That the one who wasn't supposed to be, the one who couldn't exist, is Yitzchak, came into existence. That's why Yitzchak's name is not Tzchok, it's Yitzchak in the future. Yitzchak, then he will laugh. Because the Ikat Tzchok is not when he was born, but it's by the Jewish people at the end of time, Oz Yimali Tzchok Pin. With the big Purim at the end of time, which is V'nahafechu, the greatest reversal. The biggest V'nahafechu is from not existing to existing. But not Yesh Meyesh, that's pretty good too. Yesh Me'ayin is the biggest Nahafech. Because how could it be that from Ayin there should be Yesh? From nothing, there should be something. Many Jews who are nothing, on Purim they became something. I know people like that. Jews who are nothing, on Purim they became something. It's a Chachma. It's a Nes. The Koach of Purim. Ayesh Yishtot Ohim B'Zenehem Shoshan Es Yaakov Tzahol V'Sameicha. The whole Indian of Purim is Puruvu. Therefore, the greatest laughter is on Purim. Tzchoik. Therefore, Reb Tzadik says to hold on, to be strong, because before Mashiach comes, there's going to be a terrible feeling of emptiness, of akrus. Not just being empty, but being barren. Akara lo yalada. Knowing that there are things inside of you that are better than what you're doing right now, and you're just not able to bring them out. they're being miscarried, or they're not being born, or stillborn. Enkas Asya, the cry of the prisoner, that's the avoid of the end of time. It's an Akwas Kaida. The Ribui Tfilois Vishtadlus Knesses Yisrael B'chol Yimei Agolus B'Torah U'Mitzvah Yizgul Elay Dezer. So how are we going to give birth to all the stuff that for thousands of years the Jewish people are holding inside, are pregnant with, and that each and every one of us is holding inside, or we don't even know we have? How's that going to be Rani Akara Lo Yalada? How's that going to happen? So Tzadik says, for all the tefillahs, all of the mitzvahs that Jews have been davening and been doing for thousands of years, which not one is, like the Zohar says, that even one of them is lays avid, is not lost. Is not lost. Every single one is not. There's no such thing as being lost. So what's the simcha of Purim Katan? Purim Katan is the simcha of Toiv Leiv Mishta Tamid. Toiv Leiv, Mr. Tamid, the letter Tess, Chazal say in the Gemara there, Menachos, that talks about the different Isis, but for the Sefer, that Gimel Dal is Gimel Dalim and so on, Aleph Beis is Aleph Bina. Tess is, the Toiv is Gonuz Bigave. You see the letter Tess, right? How it's written in script? With the Toiv, the Yud, which is Elokus, the Yud, is Gonuz, is hidden, Bigave, inside. It's hidden inside. That's Toiv. Toiv Leiv Mishta Tamid. A person who believes that he's pregnant, that he's expecting, a person who believes that he's going to be giving birth at some point, and all he does in his life is cry and beg like a woman who's in labor. He say Kapitel Kuf Beis over and over. Believes that there's such a thing as Yesh Me'ai. So even if you look at the Jewish people right now, and you look at yourself right now, and you say, oh, wow, what a mess. Mom's just never been worse. You're one of those Grim Reaper types. And everything is bad. Hashem has brought Am Yisrael, Reb Tzal talks about in Divrei Seifim, that Hashem has brought us into existence, Davka, in such a way, from two old people who couldn't have anything, that it should be Yesh Me'ayim. And the Simcha of Purim Katan is the belief in Yesh Me'ayim. Is that belief, before you get to the whole celebration, that there's something inside I'm expecting. Purim Katan, like a fetus, I claim, a little one. Purim Katan is ready when it comes out. But Purim Katan is a baby. Toiv Leiv Mishta Tamid. Toiv Leiv Mishta Tamid. When you have that test, which is Gonuz Begavei, that's why the 9 months of pregnancy, the test, the Toiv is Gonuz Begavei, it comes out. And that's the Toiv Leiv Mishta Tamid. When a person lives in that mitzvah. Some of you are maybe learning a Geras HaKadosh, or maybe that's only, Gabi told me only some of the other Chavah. If you're learning the Geras HaKadosh in the Balatanya, so make sure they get to Geras Yud Aleph. There you see what the Alter Rebbe talks about, the Toiv that's gone this Begave. Yud Aleph and the Geras HaKadosh and the Alter Rebbe. It's the whole paragraph in this Indian. Hashem Shabbos should help each and every one of us. That if you believe in Purim Katan, then you're going to come to the Purim Gadol. And what's the Purim Gadol? Shushan Habira is the Gematria Choshech Anan in Arafel. That from Shushan Habira came, from that Choshech Anan in Arafel came out, like Yehuda Maisa Oira. Hashem created such a light, the Boire Mo'oire Ha'esh. Hashem should create in you and me and all of us that Or Chodesh Al Tzion Toyer, V'nizkech Ulonu V'mheri La'oire B'gula Shavamitish, and maybe Amen.